In the late 70s, an event happened that would change the course of history for one small boy in a very large world. One day, I was riding my big wheel around the block with my older brother in a small town just outside of Madison, Wisconsin, and the next day, we were loading up in the back of a red station wagon, heading to a place that from that point forward would carry the title of home. Passing into this new town limits for the first time, I was enveloped in the arms of a community that taught me how to live, believe, doubt, and be. Though I had no idea at the time, that move of less than 70 miles shifted my entire world. Boscobel finds its place in the world surrounded by rolling bluffs in southwestern Wisconsin, along the Wisconsin River, just 20 short miles before it accepts its destiny as part of the Great Mississippi. The river, unlike the town's population, is ever-changing. One day you can walk safely from one riverbank to the other, and the next you find yourself being carried downstream, the water denying you any foothold. During my 15-year tenure in Boscobel, this river swallowed up the lives of several young people who made the grave mistake of believing she would be the same today as she was yesterday. I was spared, but I eventually saw a metaphor in it that helped me survive making a similar mistake in my spiritual life. We all get too comfy with what's familiar, one way or another, in life and faith. I've seen more than one person get swept away for not appreciating the shift in their reality. And I've been the guy desperately hoping my feet might find something firm enough to stand on again. There was a time in my life when I was confident I had the answers to so many of the big questions faith asks. I've had to admit my faulty thinking, and instead of giving up on God and faith altogether, I've decided to rethink the foundation on which I stood. Boscobel has some rich history. It can be thanked for those Bibles in the top drawers of every hotel you've stayed in. Some travelers once met in the now historic and broken down Boscobel Hotel, not knowing that their chance meeting would be the conception of a dynamic organization called the Gideon's International. If you've ever been handed a pocket-sized Bible at a park, on a street corner, or in a college campus, you've likely met a Gideon's distributor. As people pass by the sign indicating the Boscobel town entrance, boasting a population of 2,662, it's easy to miss the fated announcement, proudly declaring the self-appointed and hotly disputed title of Wild Turkey Capital of Wisconsin. Incidentally, this was the claim that sent my grandfather into the woods with a gun for the final time when what he thought was a turkey turned out to be another man. We are all thankful that the victim survived, but Grandpa's freedom to carry rifles did not. When I speak to groups of people in my home state, I often ask how many of them have heard of this town. There's always a smattering of hands that go up, and on a rare occasion, a small whoop from a person who has some sort of connection. To most, it is irrelevant and unknown. To some, it is a place they drive through on the way to somewhere else. A select few call it home. But to me, Boscobel is the capital of the world, my first love and the architect and designer of who I have become. It's the place where I clumsily began to stack the building blocks of myself and my beliefs. Though many of these blocks have been changed out over the years, it is and always will be where I go back to whenever I need to rebuild, whether in faith, relationships, or anything else. Heading back to where it all started has always been my key. This book is not a story of a town, but of a boy who grew up wanting nothing more than to leave. This is exactly what I did the moment I graduated from high school, and ever since that moment, I've been trying to find my way back. I do not recall a time in my life when spirituality and the idea of God wasn't important to me. This is something I can trace back to those early days growing up in small-town America. It's as if faith is built deep within my DNA. From as far back as my memory goes, I can find a desire for whatever it is that's out there beyond what we can see, think, or imagine. I also recall always knowing that somehow I could engage with the divine, that it was a part of me and I was a part of it. On some level, I believe everyone is born with an understanding of and a connection to the divine. Some eventually find language for it, and some do not, based on our own surroundings and influences.